KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 89 today under mainly clear skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight, lows level off around 71. Daytime highs approaching 91. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 81 degrees.
This harvest report on KD Country 94 and Z96 Point to the Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. Well, the harvest continues on for some in the area. Obviously, there was a lot of rain that went through the area on Tuesday night, so it's slowing down many producers here today and probably into Thursday a little bit as well. We'll continue to keep an eye on how everything goes in the area. We did have a chance to catch up with Rick Walting, as he is the manager of the Central Valley Ag locations in Lincoln and Denmark and in that Lincoln County area, and he had a chance to give us an update on how yields are looking. Obviously, a little bit better since last year's drought that came through, but maybe not as good in some places as they still would have liked. But Rick Walting again giving us the update on things down in Lincoln County as far as yields and how the quality of the wheat looks.
Some 20 to 30 and upwards of 60 to 70, just spots in the field and different field, depends on what kind of tillage operation, if it was summer fallow or whatever. So, but yeah, some are pleasantly surprised of what the yields are making. We got started about a week ago. We're probably 25 to 30% done down here, I would guess. Test weights anywhere from 60 to 64 pounds. Last couple of rains we've had has taken some test weight off, of course. No, we haven't seen any diseases here, but the weed pressure's coming on now with these little rains. Why the pigweed's really growing in the wheat fields now.
Walting also did add, given good days without any rain and being able to get into the fields, there could be about a week to 10 days left for the harvest there in the Lincoln and Denmark areas, and they'll continue to chug along there down south in our listening area. We've seen pretty much the south and central portions of our listening area with producers out in the fields. Definitely in western Osborne County have seen that. Southern Jewell County and northern Mitchell County, we've seen some fields cleared out and some activity in those areas as well. Again, we'll continue to keep you up to date with how the wheat harvest is going here in 2024 in north central Kansas. This harvest report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in five different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the five-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their five locations and spray with the best you can buy.
Attention all farmers and harvesters. Get ready to save big on John Deere combine parts at Carrico Implement. Augers, chopper knives, concaves, draper belts, knife guards, and knife sections, all at unbeatable prices. It's simple. Pick three or more combine parts categories. Purchase a minimum of $300 in each chosen category. Get 15% off on all selected parts. Harvest is quickly approaching. Hurry in today to Carrico Implement and take advantage of these incredible savings. Offer valid May 1st through August 31st, 2024. Minimum purchase and restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Miller Hardware LLC in Downs is more than just a hardware store. They offer many different services, including chainsaw chain sharpening and window and screen repair. Needing your carpet cleaned? Rent a Bissell carpet cleaner from Miller Hardware. For your summer home makeover projects, they have replacement windows, storm doors, shingles, ABC metal roofing and buildings, Midland garage doors, and vinyl siding. For the cattlemen, they also have fencing supplies and well pumps. All of this and much, much more at Miller Hardware LLC, located at 610 Morgan Avenue in Downs. And Miller Hardware LLC invites you to the Downs Celebration this Thursday through Saturday in Downs.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keep keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Beginning today, the Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin a mill and overlay project on about 26 miles of K-14 and K-284 in Ellsworth and Lincoln counties. Work on K-284 will occur from the west city limits of Barnard and continue west to the K-14-K-284 junction. Work on K-14 will occur from the K-14-I-70 junction and continue north to the Lincoln-Mitchell County line. During construction, flaggers and a pilot car will be used to direct one lane of traffic through the work zone at a reduced speed. Drivers should be prepared for a delay of up to 15 minutes and plan extra time in their travels. APAC of Kansas Incorporated Hutchison is the prime contractor for the $6.6 million project and has scheduled work to be completed by September, weather permitting. Kansas legislators have approved major tax cuts and ended a political stalemate with Governor Laura Kelly, yet some of them sounded frustrated as they were doing it. The Republican-controlled legislature approved a bill Tuesday to cut income and property taxes by a total of $1.23 billion over the next 3 years. The measure contains the exact terms of compromise reached by the governor and GOP leaders of the House and Senate, and Kelly promised to sign it. But many lawmakers, particularly Republicans, said they'd wanted more for taxpayers, and legislators in both parties view its property tax relief as meager. The bill decreases what homeowners would pay to the state to help finance public schools, but the 15.6% cut in that tax for the owner of a $250,000 amounts to just $76 a year and is lower than previous plans lawmakers considered this year. The bill cleared the legislature with huge bipartisan majorities during a one-day special session called by Governor Kelly after she vetoed three previous tax-cutting plans and lawmakers ended their regular annual session on May 1st. The GOP leaders who negotiated with her office warned colleagues that they risked another veto if they made any changes, and they didn't. They've worried that failing to cut taxes will anger voters in this year's elections. We can absolutely afford more tax cuts, said Senate Tax Committee Chair Karen Tyson, a Parker Republican. I do support this legislation, but it's not the best that we can get. The state's coffers have bulged with surplus revenue, but disagreements between Kelly and Republican leaders prevented Kansas from enacting major reductions. Republican leaders wanted tax cuts worth at least $230 million more over 3 years, but Kelly argued that those larger cuts would lead to budget shortfalls in just 5 years. Although this package is not perfect and emphasizes income tax reductions instead of property tax relief, it does provide significant relief, the governor said in a statement. Personal income tax cuts account for nearly 87% of the bill's relief, even though legislators repeatedly said their constituents' biggest concern is rising property taxes, fueled in part by rising home values. But most property taxes are levied by local officials, and the state's school tax is a small portion of what people pay. Kansas also will stop taxing retirees' Social Security benefits instead of taxing the entire amount once someone earns more than $75,000. The state also will double an income tax credit for child care expenses. The measure also provides a 14% cut in the tax paid by banks, savings, and loans and other financial institutions instead of the corporate income tax. That mirrors past cuts for other businesses. Other changes will increase the amount of income automatically exempted from taxes so that a married couple filing jointly will not pay any tax until they earn more than $25,000, whether they have children or not. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Metro County Hospital Health Systems having a healthcare career exploration. It's a two-day event, July 9th from 9 to 4 and July 10th, 8 to noon. And the deadline to register is tomorrow. Limited spots available for this career exploration. It is designed to expose 2024 and 2025 high school students to opportunities within healthcare. Participants will gain invaluable insights through discussions led by professionals, observation hours, and hands-on experiences. T-shirt is included. For more details, contact Nikki at 738-9172. Well, you also can register online, high school students, mchks.com/careers. Glen Elder Fun Run, Best Damn Run in Kansas, July the 6th in Glen Elder. It's the opening event for Wakanda Lake Fest, and today is your deadline to get registered so you can get that free T-shirt. Register online, runsignup.com, or go to the Glen Elder Fun Run Facebook page. And the Downs Golf Club is having a two-person scramble tournament this Saturday, part of the Downs Celebration at 9 a.m. $80 is the entry fee. That includes lunch, pin prizes, mulligans, and skins. To register, call or text Corey at 545-6043. And the 2024 Down Celebration, you don't want to miss a thing, is this year's theme. And tonight's the first night. Moore's Greater Shows Carnival opens at 6. Kids bike races on the railroad street in front of the pool at 6:30. Mullet contest sponsored by the Hair Shop at 7. Kids pedal pool on railroad street in front of the pool, registration at 7. And that'll start at 7:30. Beer garden opens at 8. Must be 21 to enter. Then tomorrow, the carnival at 6. Golf cart poker run at 6:30. Hosted by Brush Art. History and variety show at Downs Depot Lawn at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Evan Card Magician at White Way Stage at 7:30 tomorrow night. 7:30 tomorrow night. Bingo City Pool Shelter, sponsor at Lakeside FCCLA. Beer Garden opens tomorrow night at 8. And Doc Live, or DOC Live, in the Beer Garden at 9 o'clock tomorrow evening. And the celebration will continue through Saturday in Downs. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
The second. Now Zach Geloff to center field. This is going far and deep and out of the ballpark for a second straight night. Geloff has left the yard. 106 off the bat, well over 400 feet, and the A's now have a 5-1 advantage.
The Royals would end up losing by that 5-1 score. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at the College World Series. National Championship Series is set, and an NBA coach fired after one season. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Well, as heard moments ago, the Royals dropped their second game to the A's in Oakland on Wednesday night. The A's scored 2 runs in the third after Royal starter Cole Reagans walked the first 2 batters. An RBI double from Bobby Witt Jr. got KC right back in the game at 2-1 in the fifth, but Oakland's pitching would close the door from there, allowing just 2 hits the rest of the way. And they added 2 runs in the seventh and another in the eighth in the 4-run win. Reagans took the loss, falling to 4-5. He allowed 2 runs on 4 hits and 4 walks. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on his starter.
Looked good. Stuff was good. The walks came back to haunt him there in the third inning or whatever that was, that they capitalized on those, and that's all he gave up. I mean, his stuff was really good, gave us 6 solid innings, 2 runs, gave us a chance to win.
The Royals dropped to 41-34, while the A's improved to 28-48. The 3-game series wraps at 2:37 this afternoon. Seth Lugo, 10-2 with a 2.40 ERA, starts for the Royals against Mitch Spence of the A's, who's 4-3 with a 3.95 ERA.
3-2 on a line to short and caught. Tennessee is headed to the finals of the College World Series. On the ground, could be 2, could end the game, and it will. A&M on to the College World Series finals to take on Tennessee.
It's an all-SEC National Championship Series at the College World Series in Omaha. Both Tennessee and Texas A&M will be making their first appearances in the title series. Each team will be looking for their first ever national championship. Wednesday actually started with a makeup elimination game in Omaha as Florida crushed Kentucky 15-4. In bracket one Wednesday afternoon, Tennessee scored 3 runs out of the gate on their way to a 7-2 win over Florida State. In bracket two, it was Texas A&M, leaving no doubt in a 6-0 shutout win of Florida. With the minimum amount of games played in the tournament so far, the two teams have 2 days off before starting the College World Series National Championship Series Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Finally, in sports in the NBA, the coaching carousel has a new opening available. After just one season, the Detroit Pistons fired their head coach, Monty Williams, on Wednesday. Last offseason, Williams signed a 6-year, $78 million deal after being fired by the Phoenix Suns. However, the Pistons had the worst record in the NBA at 14-68 and decided to part ways with Williams. Detroit will have to pay out the remaining 5-year, $65 million portion of the contract. Newly hired president of basketball operations Trajan Langdon will now look to replace Williams, with the draft looming next week and free agency beginning in the first week of July. That's a look at sports on your sports leader, North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.